I'm joined by American Star Farmer finalist Grady Johnson from the Holdridge FFA chapter in Nebraska. Grady, how are you feeling right now?
You know, I've come a long ways. It's a great way to end your FFA career doing this. Can't thank enough the people who helped me get here.
What's this SAE that you've had over your FFA years?
Yeah, I started out my sophomore year of high school. I found out a bunch of feeder lambs, about 55 head, and I thought this is really cool. I wanted to expand. So I kept doing that throughout high school. Also had some of my own breeding ewes and began leasing some farm ground within that and kind of helping out alongside my dad on his operation as well. And as we began to grow more corn on corn in our area, I saw kind of a trash residue problem, and I didn't want to take all the residue off the field, but I knew that we needed to remove some to get strip till machines through and some tillage work done. So I was kind of the first one in the area to start dropping the straw choppers in the back of the combine and baling what comes through and kind of creating a different product in our area to give to cow-calf producers and feedlots. And it's just kind of exploded from there to this year where I'll put up probably around 8,000 to 9,000 corn stock bales. So come a long ways, and it's a great way to end my FFA career.
You're leading your community in the agricultural world. That is so impressive. Now, you've had a few different other areas. Did you want to talk about those?
Yeah, my sheep production SAE was, kind of the stepping stone for all this. It was something that was real foreign to our operation. My family's operation had never done it before. It was so fun to meet people who, we haven't been industry partners with before and still talking to them today. Going to different sale barns and buying feeder lambs was some highlights of that. Spend a couple weekends, traveling surrounding states trying to pool groups of feeder lambs together to make pens to fatten out and ship direct to packers across the nation. Also had my own breeding ewe enterprise where I was lambing out the lambs and feeding out the feeder lambs to also send to packers around the nation. Alongside that, I leased some of my own farm ground. Pride myself in trying to stay on the cutting edge of technology, doing a lot of variable rate yield, working into the realm of biologicals and how do we become more sustainable with what we're doing. And I think we have some really cool times for agriculture ahead, and I'm just really excited to be a part of it.
So what's been your motivation to do these supervised agricultural experiences?
For me, it was just to be involved and compete in FFA, and that kind of gave me the drive to do more and do proficiencies. And, the end goal one day was to be here. And then just having something to come home to after college. And I credit FFA for allowing me to build up what I've built up today, as giving me the resources, the knowledge, the tools, and the guidance from a lot of different people to build up a business like this and be able to return home to it.
So what are you most looking forward to in the future of agriculture?
I really think we're going to see some changes in agriculture, sustainability being one of those buzzwords, and I'm excited to be a part of that. I don't know if it's, the sustainability buzzword has a lot of different meanings to different people. I'm excited to see where that goes and be a part of it. And, I always say, we're growing corn and soybeans now. What's the crop we'll be growing in 30 years? It's fun to adapt and change and be a part of it, and that's what excites me.
Curiosity that FFA has helped you. Now, what does the future lie for you?
So I'm a senior currently at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln studying agricultural economics. I've got one more semester left to graduate in May and then return home to the farm that I've been pretty involved with, or actually very involved with, across my college career. And it'll be good to get home and back on my dad and I's operation.
Now, you have accomplished so much in your FFA career. What is a piece of advice that you would give to FFA members?
The sky's the limit when it comes to FFA. It truly is. I know, if you're a freshman listening or an eighth grader listening, you don't really know your possibilities when you're a seventh, eighth grader, freshman. You can do so much. Let FFA be that tool to help you grow. Try new things, and it'll take you places you never imagined you'd go.
Now, you have such a great support system. Who would you all like to thank?
Gosh, everybody back home. I'm just kind of getting emotional thinking about it because there's been a lot of people that have got me here, that have helped me out. The landlords, the business partners, my parents. I owe a huge thanks to them.
And that was Grady Johnson, American Star Farmer finalist from the Holdridge FFA chapter in Nebraska. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.